Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And I'll be chatting to Sean Lee from Mad Hat Promotions about their Battle of the Bands event happening this Sunday in Chadwell Heath after we've heard the first of the four finalists. And don't worry if any of them are listening, we are going to play a track from all four. Starting off with this from Jay Romero. It is the sound of Jay Romero here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled Superhero. And Jay Romero are one of the bands that you can see playing live at the White Horse in Chadwell Heath this coming Sunday. For they are one of the finalists who are performing in a Battle of the Bands event, which is organised by Mad Hat Promotions. And from Mad Hat Promotions, Mr. Sean Lee joins me in the studio now. Good evening, sir.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How about yourself?
You're good. Not bad at all, not bad at all.
Good, good. You've been sitting away, clicking away on your laptop.
Making all my notes.
With your notes, which makes you probably the most supremely organised person who's ever been on the show, ever.
Fantastic.
quite an honour. I think before we talk more about the event that's coming up, tell us a bit about the background of Mad Hat Promotions. Who else is in there with you?
Yeah, so Mad Hat Promotions is run by myself and Lisa Horton. And it's something that we've put together over a couple of years. We've been sort of discussing it. We've all done a few different bits and bobs in the industry, so to speak. So we thought we'd kind of come together using our different expertise and experience and put together a little promotions outfit to try and push sort of original unsigned material around the area. So we came up with Mad Hat Promotions, and this is our kind of first event, the Battle of the Bands that we're hosting at the White Horse in Chadwell Heath. Yeah, and it's going great so far.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It has been. I've been to the two heats, and it's been a good atmosphere there, and it's a good venue as well. I think it'd be great if we could see more kind of like live music happening there.
Yeah, well, we are hoping that after we finish this, we can do a few more events down there, maybe a few more nearby, sort of in the Romford area. But we are looking at maybe in the future to do just a general kind of talent competition. Open it up to more than just bands, so we can maybe get a few acoustic acts. We've had quite an overwhelming response from acoustic artists to get involved in the competition, but unfortunately we just kind of stuck to bands for this time around. So yeah, keep an eye out for more coming your way soon from us.
Excellent, excellent. So far we've heard Jay Romero, who are in the first heat, and I mentioned they were worth watching live for the singer's hair alone. There is of course a lot more to them than that, and the next band we're going to hear are another band who really grabbed everyone. They were a band who went away for a while and then came back again. On the subject of hair, they all had new haircuts since I last saw them, but let's not focus too much on hair, and let's have a listen to them now with two X's. It's Dead Foxes. Sound of Dead Foxes and City Lights here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and they are another of the bands that you can see performing at the White Horse in Chadwell Heath as part of Mad Hat Promotions Battle of the Bands event this Sunday. Sean from Mad Hat Promotions is chatting to me in the studio right now. So we've heard the two bands from the first heat who I think everyone was kind of sitting around wondering what was going to happen.
Yeah, it was. I think they haven't really had anything like that down the White Horse before. So we was wondering if it would go down pretty well, or if it would be weren't really interested in like the local punters in there. But luckily everyone seemed to love the night. I think a lot of people coming up to us saying it's a nice sort of breath of fresh air to have you know, that kind of a different night. They have bands on there now, which is fantastic. So get down to the White Horse if you're looking around for covers bands as well, because they are starting to do them in there. But there's nice, people was commenting it, saying it was nice to see original material back in the pubs, because a lot of the places are starting to close down now.
Yes, it's been something where there hasn't been a great deal of it in the local area. I think it's part of the fact. I mean, I think people kind of like went off guitar music for a bit, and so I think this is kind of that. So, but and I think slowly but surely guitar music is in recovery mode. I think a few more people are starting to discover it a bit more now.
Definitely, I think it's been a couple of years. It seems to have been a bit thin on the ground over the last few years. So it's nice for us to try and kind of bring it back a little bit and bring something, especially around sort of the Romford area. A lot of the places are now kind of changing into nightclubs and stuff, and a lot of bands aren't really getting the opportunity to play around there. So hopefully kind of a new front for that.
Indeed, and having had conversations with myself with local promoters, I think there's a lot of clubs out there that would love to kind of like give live music more of a go. You know, they wouldn't mind establishing themselves as a bit of a live venue and not just a nightclub.
Yeah.
So I mean, and all the more people that we can get interested in things like that, the better, I think. So yes, very interesting to see what will come from there. One thing that I would say is if anyone was interested in contacting Mad Hat Promotions for any future events that you have, what means can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us if you want to, like, to get in contact. If you are a band looking to do some gigs in the local area, we have an email, which is madhatpromotions@gmail.com. And if you'd like to follow us and keep updated on sort of what we've got going on in your area, you can follow us on Twitter, and we are Mad Hat Promo on that. And we're also on Facebook if you want to check us out and find us. On Facebook you should be able to find all the details of the bands that we've had on before, coming up in the final this weekend, and any other information that we've got for you.
Rightio, excellent stuff. This lot did just that. This is Loving 44.
Chasers, I'm feeling sick and I'm feeling dangerous. I'm running quick. Shoot me with lasers if you've got time. I'm feeling dangerous, my little mind.
complete with Radio Industry Fooling False Ending. That was Loving 44 and their track Poppy. Loving 44 are one of the bands that you can see playing live at the White Horse in Chadwell Heath as part of Mad Hat Promotions Battle of the Bands event. And I've been chatting to Sean from Mad Hat Promotions tonight all about the event. So yes, it does seem like there's rather a lot coming up. Have you any kind of like sideshow entertainment bands this time?
Possibly. Our very own Lisa Horton. Not 100% yet. It's not official. She may be doing a few bits and bobs for us just while the judges tot up their scores.
To be honest, she's restrained herself quite well to pick up a microphone and sing during those.
Trying to get her to
during
do it,
but, during the heat.
She's very modest and professional.
This is true.
But no, possibly we may have an appearance from their little duo outfit, Black Cherry Pop Tart.
Yes, who were guests on the show last year, and yes, sound very nice.
They do indeed.
Okay, we are going to hear a track from the last band who will be entertaining us, State of the Art, in a bit. Should point out that State of the Art, they have lots of t-shirts available. I wanted a t-shirt after their set, so yes, we'll be looking forward to hearing that. So yes, I think it's fair to say that it stands to be a very good evening.
It does. So it's the 25th of May down at the White Horse, which is in Chadwell Heath. We've had two heats so far, all the bank holidays. So the 20th of April we had our first heat, and the band that didn't go through, we had two bands from each heat go through into the final. The first band who didn't go through was Conviction. And also to give a little shout out to the other guys who didn't make it through to the final in the second heat, and that was Great Scott and the Wavetones. And well, as you know yourself, being one of our very special guest judges, mm-hmm. It was very tight competition.
It was, listeners.
2 points, I think, in each.
It was something like that. It was very close. I think. I think it really could. It really could have been won by anyone.
Yeah, which, definitely. We were saying that ourselves. We've been very lucky to have sort of such a. Kind of a high class of band come in and play for us. So congratulations to the guys for, you know, coming along and helping us out. So the guys we've got in the final, as you've heard already, Jay Romero, Dead Foxes, Loving 44 and State of the Art. And the competition, we have a few sponsors who have very fortunately put some prizes our way. So the winners, the final this Sunday, will receive £300 cash and a £750 worth of promotional video, courtesy of Viva Video Productions UK. And the runners-up will receive £200 cash and one track recording by the Farm Studios in Upminster. So there are two main sponsors. We're also sponsored by Comina Music Services, which is based in Brentwood. So we'd like to say thank you to our sponsors as well for supporting the competition, and we hope to be working with them closely in the future as well. So do check them out. The Farm Studios have a website, and so do Viva Video Productions. Take a look at them. And we do have some special guest judges that we've had on each of our finals. We've got Peter Bray is coming down. Peter's a musician, multi-instrumentalist, and he's also a teacher around the area. He plays a lot of musicals, does a lot of work for musicals and shows as well. I think he's... cannot remember the name of it, but I know it's based on The Ugly Duckling, and it's showing around this area at the minute. And he's in the pit for that. We have Stephen Cole, who's a fantastic musician. I'm sure you know Stephen.
Indeed.
He's done lots of bits and bobs in the industry, and has got some great contacts with some A&R and industry people.
I think he's currently a member of The Others as well, if people remember them.
Yes, I think so. He's I kind of lose track of what he's doing, because he always does so much.
Yes, he is. He really is.
So it's great to have his precious time with us. Bella Harvey, who runs one of our sponsors, Comina Music Studios, services, sorry. Should be coming down, and Bella's toured around Germany, and I think it's reached the top 20 over there as well with her band Mare's Destiny. And then we have yourself, Nick Field, legend and presenter of Phoenix FM, and circuiter of the music industry, and helping, obviously, fronting all these bands and helping them out along their way. So I'd like to thank you as well for coming along and giving your time.
You are most welcome. And if anyone's listening, no, I'm not forcing him to say that. Seriously, though, it's a fantastic event to be part of. And I do implore people to come visit on Sunday, the 25th of May, at the White Horse in Chadwell Heath. I think it is set to be a fantastic event.
They've been very good so far, so we're hoping the final is going to be even better.
And just as one send off, remind people where they can find out more if they're interested in getting involved in future events about Mad Hat Promotions.
Yep. So if you want to get involved with future events that we've got coming up, you can email us at madhatpromotions@gmail.com, or you can just keep an eye on what we're doing on Twitter at Mad Hat Promotions. At Mad Hat Promo. I should know this by now. It's too many things to list. We're also on Facebook, so get on there, have a look at what we're doing, and feel free to get in contact with some ideas or what you would like to see in your area.
Excellent. Right. Any more shout-outs before you go?
You've shouted out
enough people now, haven't you? Rightio. Right. At the White Horse in Chadwell Heath this Sunday, come along and rock out, I think, is the general message there. And here is one last blast of what you might well be rocking out to. It's the last band who will be competing in the event. It's State of the Art. Sean, thank you very much.
Thank you.